it's not just Brazil. Mining companies have a troubling track record in a number of countries: Colombia, Indonesia, Congo, Australia. In all those places, there's concern that the mining industry is harming both its workers and their communities. Patricia Jurowitz tracks the human and environmental impact of the mining industry for the nonprofit Responsible Sourcing Network.
I think gold mining is especially atrocious because of the arsenic that's used. But mercury and cadmium are other toxic chemicals that are released into wastewater. It can pollute drinking water. It can pollute the watersheds and agricultural land, as well as then the huge spill that we saw in Brazil, where you have tailings, things that come out of the land, all that is stored in big containment lakes. We've seen it in Brazil, but we're also seeing it in Canada and U.S.
So in terms of responsible environmental protections when you're mining, is the U.S. supposed to be a world leader in this?
Yes, the United States is supposed to be a world leader in this. And because you now have more mining happening or happening in more difficult environments, that is having a negative impact on many local communities. In the last 20 years, over 50% of the gold is coming from traditional territories of indigenous people. Their whole environment is being turned upside down.
You know, I was just looking at Sebastio Salgado's photographs from a Brazilian gold mine in the mid-1980s, really artisanal gold mining, and the images really are nothing short of hell on earth. In 2019, though, are human rights abuses in the world of mining more nuanced?
I wouldn't necessarily say that they're nuanced. I think that we're all very clear with what the human rights abuses are. I've in particular been working on conflict minerals coming out of the Democratic Republic of Congo, where revenues from mining fund rape, child soldiers, enslave people to work in the mines. This has all been going on for decades. I applaud the electronics industry now going in and certifying some of those mines as conflict-free. But when you have something like gold that is so valuable and so small, the mining and the smuggling of it is still very much commonplace.
I mean, I'd love for you to tell us how to solve this problem, but I know, I mean, your organization, the Responsible Sourcing Network, is looking at it, but how do you even begin to solve issues within this industry? Because it does seem kind of tangled and layered. What problems do you try to deal with first?
Dealing with the pollution of mining is one thing. So yes, in the United States, we have OSHA and we have lots of regulation. Many other countries don't have those regulations, or if they have those regulations, they're not enforced at all. And we need to make sure that those people are both rewarded appropriately as well as taken care of so their lives are not in peril.
Patricia Jurowitz with Responsible Sourcing Network, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.